Blackstone Audio presents A Billion Ways to Die by Chris Knopp. This book is read by Donald Koren.
Chapter 1. When you sleep at anchor, you learn the language of waves against the hull of your boat. That night, the persistent flip-flip spoke of a steady breeze roughing up the tops of low-rolling swells, which a quick look at the wind direction and barometer promised to be our rocking cradle straight through to morning's first light. This was hardly a remarkable event. It was the Caribbean, after all, a world where weather was both benevolent and predictable, most of the time. Sometimes it could ambush and kill, which is why you never stop listening to the waves, even after falling asleep. We were on our sailboat, Detour, in a familiar cove lined with palm trees and coarse, flowering bushes growing happily in the bleached blonde sand. The prevailing trade swept in from the hatch overhead, flicking strands of Natsumi's black hair as she slept curled in the forward berth. Moonlight turned the white bed sheet blue and made her skin, darkened by months in the near equatorial sun, darker still. I was on my back, my head propped up by the pillow, my mind decelerating to the merely overwhelmed. For this, I had only my genetic code and a lifetime of mental frenzy to blame, tropical paradise notwithstanding. I was slowly approaching the moment when the cacophony in my head had quieted enough for the little bay waves to take over, the hypnotic lapping against the hull a welcome prelude to sleep. Then I was suddenly awake. I opened my eyes, though my focus was on the sounds of the night. Sounds and the absence of sound.